The heroin sessions were closed because presenters were discussing ongoing drug investigations. On the domestic violence front, the director of the state's Office of Crime Victim Services, Jill Karofsky, urged both police and prosecutors to change their approach to interviewing victims of both sexual assault and domestic violence. Karofsky says too often cases get dismissed or dropped because victims weren't given the time to overcome the trauma of an attack before they were interviewed.
You get statements like, oh yeah, he threatened to kill me before he ripped my shirt off, or no, wait, he choked me after he raped me. How can they not keep their story straight? It doesn't make sense, but it does. And the more time and the more space that we give victims, the more it starts to make sense.
Karofsky also gave the DAs and police officers at the summit an economic argument to use when lobbying for more resources to reduce domestic violence. She cited a study that found it cost $210,000 in medical, welfare, and economic productivity losses to care for a child who's been abused or neglected in domestic violence situations.
So that's this kid being a victim of non-fatal maltreatment at a young age. And then what happened? What's the cost of raising this kid for all of us over the lifetime? What we oftentimes hear is, well, we don't have the money to do it. No, we don't have the money not to do it.
In 2012, 14 children in Wisconsin were killed in a domestic violence incident. 16 were left without a mother, and 6 were left without a father. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.